Hey guys, this is Robbie Raz from Cigar Federation here at IPCPR 2015. We're in the Tatuaje booth here with Casper. We're going to talk about some atelier stuff. Casper, how's everything going, man?
Good, man, bro. Good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you again.
Been a while
since we talked. Yeah, absolutely. It's good to see you again. So how's everything going?
Real good, man. Yeah. Hanging out.
I'm keeping you from drinking your beer. Sorry about that.
It's okay.
Oh, your water. Your water. It's just water.
I have to stay hydrated out here. The humidity is pretty brutal.
Absolutely. Stay hydrated. Hydration's the key. You guys got a couple exciting new releases. Let's talk about them.
Yeah, we've got two things we're really focusing the year on, which is the new Racine. We released that in the trade show 3 years ago. Was a cigar that's made just for IPCPR. It's an exclusive to the retailers that show up here. We started with a Toro size the first year, and then a Torpedo last year, and now probably my favorite, and I think all of our favorite size, definitely Pete's favorite, is a 6 3/4 by 43 ring gauge Lonsdale. Yeah, it's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful representation of that blend. So
that's really a great size. That's a great size. I mean, whenever I can find something in a Lonsdale or Corona Gorda type size, that's where I gravitate towards. So tell us a little bit about the blend.
Nicaraguan binder filler and then Criollo wrapper. It's beautiful. It's the same blend that we have every year, but this is like the most perfect representation of it. This is the first time that I've really thought that the flavors just absolutely pop. You know what I mean? I love smoking smaller ring gauge cigars. I love the 2013 version of this cigar, but man, this one, we've all agreed that this thing is really beautiful. So Sancti Spiritus really shines in this blend this year.
That's such a great wrapper.
Yeah. I love that wrapper. So is it limited or is this a full production?
No. Just like every other year, it's limited to sales at the show. So we're only producing 1,500 boxes countrywide. So once they're gone, they're gone. There's no reorders. That's just, it is what it is. So everybody's responded really well, thanks to the sales of that cigar so far. So we'll see a pretty good sized chunk go to everybody this year.
Awesome. Awesome. And the second new release?
La Misión, that's the one that I'm smoking right now. I'm smoking the La Misión 1989. This is a request from a lot of our retailers and customers that were looking for a much stronger version of the regular lat. So what we did is we took the Sancti Spiritus, we moved it into the filler, and then used also Nicaraguan filler and binder, and then put a Mexican San Andreas Maduro wrapper. So soft box press, available in the same three sizes as the regular lat, the 52, the 54, and the 56. Same lengths, and then in boxes of 18. So we call it medium full, but I definitely think it's the fullest one that we have in our lineup to date.
That's your fullest offering to date, exactly. That's great.
It's a really pretty cigar, really pretty.
Yeah, the packaging and everything looks great. We'll get some photos and everything. John will post that up.
For sure, our most ornate packaging and our most ornate band design we've ever done.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's got a really classic kind of look to it, but it's got an edge to it as well.
Yeah, Pete talked about to all of our retailers here about the history of what came up, how the name came about, and he was enjoying a bottle of La Misión Obreón wine and just loved the name La Misión and really thought that would work really well with, you know, the theme of the workshop and atelier as a company, and wanted to use that in something, and that became this brand. So the names of the cigars that we're releasing this year is the 1959, the 1989, and the 2009. So those numbers are representative of the years that Robert Parker designated La Misión Obreón as 100-point wines. There were three additional years that were previous and pre 2009 that were designated 100-point wines, and then there was one that was just recently upgraded to 100-point wines, which was the 2005. Which is, if you walk around our booth, we're displaying a bottle of 2005 that we drank a couple days ago.
Yeah.
So
it
was beautiful. We had to have the wine to the bottle to display. So. We're not going to display a full bottle.
Yeah, that's the tough part of the job, right? Yeah. We had to drink it so we could display.
Drinking wine on the setup day. Come on. Well, last time we hung out and talked, I was drinking bourbon.
Yeah, we're just drinking water today, though.
So that's good. Just water.
Staying hydrated
because it's not a dry heat, but you still got to stay hydrated. Yeah. It is oppressively hot outside.
Yeah. But we have four more sizes slated for this over the years. It's probably going to be like one every year, but there are a total of 700-point wines from Robert Parker now.
Okay, so you're going to have one of these every time there's a 100-pointer.
Yep, absolutely.
So maybe a bunch coming. Who knows?
Yeah, well, right now there's four more that are 100-point wines all the way up until 2009. So, and we're released in 2009 this year. But there's the 2005 and a bunch of others, 55 and a few other years. So
that's awesome.
Yeah,
very
looking
cool
forward
idea.
To some cool
Very
releases.
Cool. So thanks again, Casper. Really do appreciate it, man.
Yeah, man. Absolutely.
Taking the time.
Cool.
Guys, thanks for checking out all of our IPCPR coverage on CigarFederation.com.